Chapter 4. Now Jesus, full of Holy Spirit, turned away from the Jordan, and he was led about by the Spirit in the wilderness for 40 days, while being tempted by the devil. Furthermore, he ate nothing in those days, and so, when they were concluded, he felt hungry. At this the devil said to him, "If you are a son of God, tell this stone to become a loaf of bread." But Jesus replied to him, "It is written, 'Man must not live by bread alone.'" So he brought him up and showed him all the kingdoms of the inhabited earth in an instant of time. And the devil said to him, "I will give you all this authority and the glory of them, because it has been delivered to me, and to whomever I wish I give it. You, therefore, if you do an act of worship before me, it will all be yours." In reply, Jesus said to him, "It is written, 'It is Jehovah your God you must worship, and it is to him alone you must render sacred service.'" Now he led him into Jerusalem, and stationed him upon the battlement of the temple, and said to him, "If you are a son of God, hurl yourself down from here, for it is written, 'He will give his angels a charge concerning you to preserve you, and they will carry you on their hands, that you may at no time strike your foot against a stone.'" In answer, Jesus said to him, "It is said, 'You must not put Jehovah your God to the test.'" So the devil, having concluded all the temptation, retired from him until another convenient time. Now Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and good talk concerning him spread out through all the surrounding country. Also, he began to teach in their synagogues, being held in honor by all. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been reared, and, according to his custom on the Sabbath day, he entered into the synagogue, and he stood up to read. So the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed him, and he opened the scroll and found the place where it was written, "Jehovah's Spirit is upon me, because he anointed me to declare good news to the poor. He sent me forth to preach a release to the captives and a recovery of sight to the blind, to send the crushed ones away with a release, to preach Jehovah's acceptable year." With that he rolled up the scroll, handed it back to the attendant, and sat down. And the eyes of all in the synagogue were intently fixed upon him. Then he started to say to them, "Today this scripture that you just heard is fulfilled." And they all began to give favorable witness about him, and to marvel at the winsome words proceeding out of his mouth. And they were saying, "This is a son of Joseph, is it not?" At this he said to them, "No doubt you will apply this illustration to me. Physician, cure yourself. The things we heard as having happened in Capernaum do also here in your home territory." But he said, "Truly I tell you that no prophet is accepted in his home territory. For instance, I tell you in truth, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months, so that a great famine fell upon all the land. Yet Elijah was sent to none of those women, but only to Zarephath in the land of Sidon to a widow. Also, there were many lepers in Israel in the time of Elisha the prophet, yet not one of them was cleansed, but Naaman the man of Syria." Now all those hearing these things in the synagogue became filled with anger, and they rose up and hurried him outside the city, and they led him to the brow of the mountain upon which their city had been built, in order to throw him down headlong. But he went through the midst of them and continued on his way. And he went down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee. And he was teaching them on the Sabbath. And they were astounded at his way of teaching, because his speech was with authority. Now in the synagogue there was a man with a spirit, an unclean demon, and he shouted with a loud voice, Ah, what have we to do with you, Jesus, you Nazarene? Did you come to destroy us? I know exactly who you are, the Holy One of God. But Jesus rebuked it, saying, Be silent, and come out of him. So after throwing the man down in their midst, the demon came out of him without hurting him. At this, astonishment fell upon all, and they began to converse with one another, saying, What sort of speech is this? Because with authority and power he orders the unclean spirits, and out they come? So the news concerning him kept going out into every corner of the surrounding country. After getting up out of the synagogue, he entered into Simon's home. Now Simon's mother-in-law was distressed with a high fever, and they made request of him for her. So he stood over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her. Instantly she rose and began ministering to them. But when the sun was setting, all those who had people sick with various diseases brought them to him. By laying his hands upon each one of them, he would cure them. Demons also would come out of many, crying out and saying, You are the Son of God. But rebuking them, he would not permit them to speak, because they knew him to be the Christ. However, when it became day, he went out and proceeded to a lonely place. But the crowds began hunting about for him, and came out as far as he was, and they tried to detain him from going away from them. But he said to them, Also to other cities I must declare the good news of the kingdom of God, because for this I was sent forth. Accordingly, he went on preaching in the synagogues of Judea.